Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk a little bit about, is God mad? Is he mad in particular at me? You know, many of us, including myself, start off a new year because we want to spend time with the Lord, but we forget and life gets busy. Like, one of the things I wanted to do this morning was I wanted to get on the scale, and each day I want it to be weekly, and I want to keep a record of it, but because it's not in my habit, then what happens is I just walk right by it. You know, I think we do time with the Lord the same way. Our time of prayer and fasting, our time of prayerful meditation, I think we've got to build that into our habit. But when we blow it, is God mad at us? I mean, we want to spend time, but we forget maybe to set the alarm clock a little over, or we oversleep, or we stay up late for a ball game, or whatever. But we know community is nurturing. We know it supports us. But after a hard work day, maybe we're tired to make it to a small group. Conviction, friend, listen to this. Conviction allows us to recognize when we have messed up and motivates us to do things differently moving forward. Guilt binds us down and convinces us that we can never move forward. Conviction comes from the Holy Spirit. Guilt comes straight from Satan. But you have the ability to determine which one that is. Let what you feel is conviction not beat you up, but encourage you to move forward. Loving and faithful are such critical words. Listen to what Proverbs 3:3 says. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Loving and faithful are the two most consistent ways God describes himself. Of all the things that God could have held close, right on the tablets of your heart, it's this: I still love you, and I'm not leaving you. Today, friend, when circumstances cause you to want to give up, the Lord tells us, and I want you to remember that he's telling us to remember who he is and show those characteristics to others, including ourselves. Lest you have forgotten, those characteristics are be loving and faithful. When he hears whispers that would pull us away from him, we could have hope by simply remembering who loves us. He does. Who is faithful with that love? He is. Who died for us, and how many times has he been faithful to us over and over and over again? So let me leave you with two questions on today's podcast. One, have you ever allowed guilt to cause you to give up on something good? And I would encourage you, get back on the horse and get back at it. Let God's conviction encourage you, and don't let Satan's guilt discourage you. Number two, what's one step that you could take to help you remember God's love and his faithfulness, even when times are tough? And the answer to that could be varied. Like in my case, the one thing I need to do, the next right thing for me, is to take one step of getting my soul quieted and to have a time of prayerful meditation. That's why we believe that weekdaymeditation.com is such a big deal. So I encourage you, my friend, is God mad at you? No, because he is loving and faithful. Does he have a better anything for me than what the world offers? Absolutely. So when people ask me about, well, but Pastor Chuck, I've got this habit and I'm having a hard time kicking it. And here's what I would say. God is loving. God is faithful. His love is faithful. Stick with him. Don't let guilt rob you of the joy of being purely driven by his conviction for your heart. My friend, let that happen today, and make sure you join us on the weekdaymeditation.com. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.